Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over ways to lower down your pool's pH. And specifically, I'm going to talk about the three chemicals that I've used to lower pH in pools on my route. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partner since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. So there are many reasons why the pH is rising in your pool. You could have a saltwater generator, which will cause the pH to rise. pH normally or naturally will rise in the pool anyway, just by the nature of the way the water chemistry works. I don't want to go into too much detail about that. I'm going to focus more on how to lower it down and how to estimate or get the right calculation of what product to add to lower it down a certain level. And then another way that the pH will rise in the pool is with aeration. If you have water features, a spa spillway, this will cause aeration, which causes the pH to raise also in your pool. A few important things to note is that the pH and alkalinity are tied together. When you raise one, you'll raise the other. When you lower one, you'll lower the other. And in that respect, the alkalinity is basically a pH buffer in the pool. So what you need to know about alkalinity is that the higher the alkalinity, the ideal range typically is 80 to 120 parts per million in alkalinity. And so as you go higher, as the alkalinity level gets higher in your pool, 140, 150, 160, 170, 180, anywhere in that range, it becomes harder to lower the pH because the alkalinity is a buffer to the pH. And so you'll add acids to the pool and you'll notice that it's not reducing the pH as much as you think it will because the alkalinity is higher and that buffers the effect of the pH in the water. But if the alkalinity is, say, 50 or 40, then by adding the acid to the pool, since the alkalinity is so low, there's no buffer there, chances are the amount you add to the pool will lower the pH more dramatically than you intended. So the alkalinity is a factor in the pH, in lowering the pH in your pool, or how effective the product you're using to lower the pH will be in the pool. And so keep that in mind also, as far as that goes, that if you're noticing that you're adding acid but nothing's happening, it could be because the alkalinity is too high. And so that's an important factor to have, take note of, and measure the alkalinity before you start lowering down the pH. So of course, the most common product to use to lower pH is muriatic acid. And typically, there's different percentages of the muriatic acid. If you do pool service, you're going to get the 31.45% strength. HASA makes that particular strength. In your region, it may be a different manufacturer. But the 31.45% is pretty much the industry standard for muriatic acid. And this is a very strong caustic acid, which could burn your skin very easily if you get it on your skin. I've splashed myself with this, unfortunately, in the course of doing my work, and it's not pleasant. You definitely don't want to get it on a customer's deck. It'll definitely stain the customer's deck because it's a very strong acid. It also has very strong fumes, and so if you breathe in these fumes, you can actually choke and damage your lungs. So definitely, it's a very, as a product, you have to handle with a lot of care. And if you do pool service for a living, you know exactly what I'm talking about. It could spill anywhere, it could cause burns, and it could cause choking of people around the pool. I've had the bad experience of pouring it in, and then the fumes catching a gardener offhand or off guard. Not very pleasant, or a homeowner. Definitely don't want to do that. So muriatic acid is, of course, the most readily available, and it is very easy to use. And you can find it at your local pool store. You can find it at your hardware store. Now, the ones you find at the hardware store or grocery store may be a little weaker. So look at the container and you're going to see the percentage. And you may see some that are labeled 15%, 28%. Again, 31% is the standard for the industry. I find it to be the most effective, of course, because you're using less of the product to lower the pH down. Then, of course, if you're using 15%, you're going to use twice as much of the product. So be aware of that. Also, the muriatic acid doesn't last forever. So if it's been sitting in your backyard for, 6 months or a year, it's definitely going to lose a lot of the strength. Another thing about muriatic acid you have to be aware of is that it's a very strong oxidizer. So if you store it in your garage, you're going to find that all the metal is going to rust in there. If you store it outside under your house eaves, you're going to notice that all of the, the metal, anything metal in your roof or anything metal around there, like vents, are going to definitely rust really badly. If you leave it in your truck, you're going to notice that your truck bed is going to have some kind of rust damage from the muriatic acid or effects of the muriatic acid on your truck bed. So it definitely is a very strong chemical. Don't get me wrong on that, and be very careful with it and make sure you store it in the appropriate location. Now, if you wanted to use a chemical that's a lot safer, easier to store, won't stain the deck, definitely you want to switch over to dry acid. Sodium bisulfate is the chemical name. You'll find it at pool stores under pH down or pH reducer or pH with an arrow. And this is basically a dry acid, and it's a very safe to handle product. And you'll find that the dry acid is, of course, a little more expensive than the muriatic acid, although muriatic acid prices have definitely risen in the last year or so. But the dry acid price is still going to be a little more expensive to use. But you eliminate a lot of the negative side effects of the muriatic acid. Number one, you're not going to have to worry about burning your skin. Number two, you don't have to worry about your deck getting burned or damaged. And number three, there's no fumes when you add it to the pool. When you store it, it's safe to store just about anywhere. Of course, I don't think I would store it in my garage still. I would definitely store it somewhere outside where it's not going to get wet. And definitely keep it away from children, even though it's not going to burn them. It's still an acid. So if they do touch the granulars and get them all over themselves, I'm sure it could cause some burns eventually. So it's definitely a much safer to handle product. To use it in your pool, you would just mix it or pre-dilute it in a bucket of water. It'll dilute pretty rapidly, and then you just pour it around the perimeter of your pool. So it's extremely easy to use. In some cases, you can pour it directly in. I prefer to pre-dilute it in water. I think that's the best way to use the product. But it's a granular form, so it looks like almost like a base product. It looks very similar with in the granular form. It's a white powder, basically, or a white salt-looking substance. And it's very easy to calculate how much to use. For any kind of pH reducer, I like using the poolcalculator.com app. You can find it on the internet. Just type in poolcalculator.com. It'll take you to the app. You can get it on your phone. For the phone, there's a charge for the app for lifetime use. I think it's like $5. But this app is really good because then you could enter your pool size, enter your pH, and enter your goal. And then on the other column, you can enter the alkalinity, because I mentioned that alkalinity affects how one of these products will reduce the pH in your pool. And so when you add the alkalinity into this app, it'll tell you how much of the product to add. And I'll give you a quick example here. I know you can't see it, but I can explain to you over this podcast this example, and you can see how alkalinity affects how much of a product to add to your pool to lower the pH. For example, if you're using muriatic acid, you would type in your volume. I'm going to use 10,000 gallons in the app. Then you're going to type in the tested pH, which is 8.0, and then the goal would be 7.6. And the alkalinity I put at 150, and the goal is 100. So it tells me to add 15 ounces of 31.45% muriatic acid to lower down the pH from 8.0 to 7.6 with the alkalinity at 150. Now with those same numbers, 10,000 gallon pool, pH of 8.0, the goal of 7.6, but the alkalinity is at 100, you would add 10 ounces of the muriatic acid to lower it down from 8.0 to 7.6. You can see that with the alkalinity down by 50 parts per million, it's definitely going to cause you to use less of the product to lower the pH down versus at a higher level. With that same example, if I was using dry acid, the pH is 8.0, I'm going to drop it to 7.6. I would use 20 ounces or 1 pound 4 ounces of the dry acid to lower the pH if the alkalinity was at 150. Now, if I drop the alkalinity down to 100 in my test here with the same other parameters, I would have to add 14 ounces of the dry acid to lower the pH from 8.0 to 7.6. You can see how the alkalinity is a major factor when you're calculating this, and I think it's really important to have a calculator such as this to use, because you're going to be wasting a lot of product if you don't measure it correctly. And I found that this app is one of the most accurate ways to bring the pH down using an acid and knowing exactly how much to add to your pool based on your alkalinity and how much you want to lower the pH down using whichever product, either 31.45 muriatic acid or the dry acid product. Another product that I've used is the Acid Magic, which is a hydrochloric acid. The Acid Magic is more expensive than both the dry acid and the muriatic acid. However, it's a liquid form of acid, and it has the same strength as 31.45% muriatic acid, except this particular form of acid has 90% less fumes. It's also not as dangerous as muriatic acid as far as burning yourself with it or staining any kind of surface of the pool around the deck. So it's definitely one of those things that you may be interested in, especially if you do commercial accounts where you may have people around the pool area while you're using acid, and you may not have the ability to bring a bucket there to mix with water so you can use dry acid. So it's a good alternative to muriatic acid because of the fact that it has less fumes, but it has the same strength. It also has a much longer shelf life than muriatic acid. It'll last 5 years, and so it's definitely a product you can store for long-term use. So if you have a hot tub and you're using muriatic acid in it, you may want to switch over to a gallon of Acid Magic. It'll last you 5 years again. You're not going to use too much of it in a hot tub. So by using Acid Magic, you're not going to have to deal with the fumes that muriatic acid produces, nor are you going to have a lot of the storage hazards of it oxidizing or rusting all the metal around your house. So it's definitely a good alternative in certain situations. Again, the price point is higher, of course, than muriatic acid. You can buy it by the case or by the gallon. It's sold at your local pool store in some cases or in their hardware store. Again, that's the Acid Magic product. I have a couple videos on my website about it. It's a great way also to clean your salt cell without all the fumes back there. If you ever cleaned your salt cell with regular muriatic acid, even with even diluted in water, you can still smell the fumes in it. And it's still very toxic as far as burning your hands or burning the equipment area. So you definitely want to use caution with that. And you can easily switch over to Acid Magic to clean your salt cells with. So if you do pool service, it's not a bad idea to have a gallon or two or a case of this on your truck to use for saltwater pool cell cleaning. Or if you're doing commercial accounts or you have accounts with pets around or people around, you can definitely pull out the Acid Magic and pour it in the pool versus using the muriatic acid, which if you ever use it in the early morning when it's kind of foggy out, you pour it in the pool and you can actually see the plume of gas rising from the water. And if you breathe that in, again, you'll start choking and gagging. So it's definitely extremely strong. I'm referring to the muriatic acid and not the Acid Magic. So I've personally started switching over to the dry acid because I really like the fact that I can carry a 50-pound bucket in the back of my truck. It doesn't take up a lot of space versus carrying 4 or 5 cases of the muriatic acid. Nor do I have to worry about it spilling in my truck or spilling on a customer's deck. And I can also use it safely when there's pets around or people around. I don't mind bringing a bucket with me to mix it in. It just takes a few minutes for it to dissolve in the water, and then I'll pour it around the perimeter. As far as cost factor versus liquid, you know, to me it's going to be a little more expensive, of course, but I like the ease of use of it, the fact that I can carry a large amount of it with me in my truck, and I also like the fact that it's very safe and non-toxic as far as the fumes go. For myself, as I get older, I don't really want to be around a lot of chemical fumes, so I think it's a good switch over for me. I think it's as strong as muriatic acid, adding it to the water. I guess there's some, maybe you can find on some sites saying it's not as strong or as powerful. But in my testing of it, when I use it, I find it to be just as strong as and lowering down the pH just as easily as using muriatic acid. So for example, if I have a pool that's at 8.0 and I want to lower it down to 7.6, if I use a dry acid, it's going to have the same effect as using the muriatic acid. It's not going to take, you know, another dose of it to do it or anything like that. If you measure it correctly, it will lower it down. And I think a lot of the times when you get these reports that the dry acid is weaker, it's because it's not measured correctly and you're adding too little of it to the pool to have the effect. So if you use the poolcalculator.com, you'll know exactly how much dry acid to add to the pool to lower the pH. And I found that their calculations are pretty exact. And so, again, it's not weaker than muriatic acid in any sense of the way. You may just have to use more of the product because it calls for more of the product to lower the pH down versus using the 31.45% muriatic acid. Whichever acid you decide to use, either muriatic acid, dry acid, or the acid magic, you just want to be careful of not to overdo it with the acid. So if you're not using any kind of online calculator, you can definitely overdose the pool very easily with the acid and lower the pH too much. So for example, if the pH is at 8.0 and you want to lower it to 7.6 and the alkalinity is at 100, a lot of times you can actually overdo it by not using some kind of calculator or acid demand test. So let's say that you just decided to pour in a quart of acid in a pool that was at 8.0, it was 10,000 gallons, alkalinity is at 100. That quart of acid or 30 ounces of acid will actually lower it down to closer to 7.2. And if you add even more, let's say you go a little bit over a quart, you add maybe a quart and a half, you're going to lower that down to about 6.8. So you can definitely lower the pH too low if you're not putting exact amounts of a product in the pool. So it takes some practice, and of course the alkalinity again is a major factor in how effective the pH reducer is in the pool. The higher the alkalinity, the less effect it'll have, or the more it will be buffered in your pool. Now if you have a pool that has high pH all the time, one thing you can do to really counter this is to add borates to the pool. I'm a big proponent of adding borates to the pool for a number of reasons. One of the things I don't highlight enough is that it's a pH buffer. So you have alkalinity that buffers the pH, but the borate product will also buffer the pH. Now you need a borate level of 30 to 50 parts per million in your pool for it to work effectively to be a buffer. But with the borate in the pool and the alkalinity, you're going to find that your pH is not going to rise nearly as high or as rapidly because you have two buffers basically working in the pool to keep the pH from moving. And so, of course, when you're lowering the pH, you're going to have more trouble if the alkalinity is higher with borates in the water. So before you add the borate product, you're going to try to get your alkalinity between 80 and 120. And of course, keep your pH in range during adding the borate product. And depending on which borate product you add, it may raise your pH at that moment. If you add maybe just pure 20 mutiline borax, or if you're using boric acid or a manufactured pre-mixed product like BioGuard Optimizer, this will lower the pH also because the pH of these products, boric acid and the manufactured products, are usually around 4.8, 4.9, somewhere in that range, under 5. And so this could lower your pH down. So keep that in mind when you're adding the boric acid or a pre-measured manufactured product to your pool. But once you add the borates to the water, you're going to find that your pH again stays very stable in the pool. And this will save you a lot of money and time on adding acid to your pool. For example, my personal pool is a saltwater pool, and I have borates in there about 40 parts per million right now for my last test. And I add acid maybe once a week to the pool, one and a half weeks, and this is a saltwater pool. So when I lower my pH down to 7.6, it takes 4 or 5 or 6 days for it to get it back up to 7.9, 8.0. And this is also with a spa spillway working, plus the saltwater generator, which always raises the pH in the pool. So the borates really keep the pH very stable. I keep my alkalinity between 100 and 120. This also helps keep the pool from having really high pH. And I don't let the alkalinity get too low or too high because this affects the amount of the product I need to add to lower the pH down. If the alkalinity gets out of hand, where it's at 150 or 160, I'll be using more acid and spending more money to do that. And also keep in mind that when you add a pH reducer, whichever you're using, you're also lowering down alkalinity. So the more of it you're adding to the pool, the lower the alkalinity tends to get. So you don't want to overdo it. And so adding the borates to the pool really keeps your pH stable, will eliminate the need to add a lot of acid to your pool or base to the pool to bring the pH up if it drops too low. And this is a great way to buffer the pH to save you money in the long run. or you just don't evaporate out of the pool, so you just do a one-time dose and maybe a maintenance dose the next season. So you're not going to be adding a full dose of borate product every season. And the benefits, of course, like I mentioned, are the buffering of the pH. There's also side benefits. It makes the water more sparkling. And it's a natural algae stat, so you're not going to have algae growing in the pool. So it's definitely something you want to consider if you're having trouble maintaining your pH, if it's going too high or too low all the time. Adding a borate product to your pool will definitely help that. And if you go to my website, swimperlearning.com, you'll find the pool calculator link directly in the middle of my homepage. Click on that. There's also a scrolling banner at the top. You can click on the pool calculator app. I highly recommend it, having it on your phone, having it on your computer, so that you can actually input your pH tested range, your goal, what product you're using, what percentage of acid, or if you're using dry acid. If you're using Acid Magic, you would just use the 31.45% muriatic acid calculation in the poolcalculator.com to get how much acid to add to your pool. I find it extremely helpful because the alkalinity, when you put the alkalinity level in there, it'll calculate the suggested dosage based on your alkalinity, so you're not guessing or adding too little or too much of the acid to bring the pH down depending on the alkalinity range. So again, you can find that on my homepage, on my website. And if you do service for a living and you're looking to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. A lot of great benefits there, including the ability to call me or text me in real time. You can learn more at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.